Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 28, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky this evening is a very deep blue, and all about the trees there's a great iridescent light forming circular in pattern. It's beautiful. It's almost like a huge host is forming in the sky. Directly in the center, the sky is opening up. Our Lady is coming forward. She's dressed in the most beautiful white gown. Oh, the light is so brilliant upon Our Lady's gown that it makes it shine like it's a snowy white, whiter than any sugar. It's a beautiful, I have no way to explain the pure whiteness of Our Lady's gown. Now, Our Lady has on a golden belting this evening, a golden belting, and she has a white cape about her head with golden trim about it. Our Lady is holding out her rosary with a beautiful crucifix upon it, a golden crucifix. Her beads are very white and luminous, but in the Hail Marys, and Our Lady is turning right or left and nodding her head. Our Lady is kissing the crucifix, placing it close to her lips. Our Lady now is placing her rosary onto her belting on her right side and assuming this position of her hands together in prayer. Eternal Father, grant us the grace to persevere in the days ahead. Call upon Jesus for guidance as you repeat, my Jesus, my confidence. My Jesus, my confidence. Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips. My child, I have given you counsel in the past of the great attacks you shall receive in your mission. Be not concerned, my child, of rumors and all manners of distraction that will be sent to you through Satan. Know, my child, that no man shall add upon nor change the message from heaven to suit his own human desire. I have not in the past, and I shall not in the future or the present, contradict my counsel, the message from heaven in any way. My child, you must accept all of the crosses that come your way, even when there is dissension among the ranks of workers. The message from heaven shall go throughout the world. The message must enter upon the ears of every man, woman, and child in the world. My children, this message I give to you, a free heart. No man has a monopoly or shall use this for his own gain or advancement. My message is a free heart, and it must enter into the hearts of man. By their fruits shall they be known. Know, my child, that it is a great struggle against Satan. The world is fast heading to the chastisement, and the evil is accelerating throughout the world. My child, I beg you to continue your mission of praying for your priests, your bishops, and your cardinals. Pray for them constantly. The vigils of atonement and prayer meetings must not be discontinued upon these grounds.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
My counsel, my child, to you shall be given in photographs and in manners that the Eternal Father shall choose. Your bishops and your cardinals need prayers. There must be hours of atonement and sacrifice for them. I have called to you to come onto the grounds of my shrine site in Bayside, and I have directed you to maintain these prayer hours upon these grounds for your cardinals and bishops. My children, too few pray for their priests. Too few know that without their prayers, graces do not multiply fast enough to save their priests. Oh, my children, Rome is in great danger. There is much deceit throughout the hierarchy. It will be cardinal against cardinal and bishop against bishop, for Satan has set himself in their ranks. Prayer is the most powerful force now given in your world to stop the advance of 666. My children, if I could open to you a scene in small measure of the coming chastisement, I would not have to, as your mother, beg you to listen and act upon my counsel. You would go to your knees and make your way to my son in pleading. I have given in the past many small indications in numerals and photographs of what will happen to mankind. And I say unto you, my word is true, and no man shall enter it into his heart and mind to change my words for his own fancy and advancement.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for
us. My children, any dissension among the ranks is promoted by Satan.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray
for my child, I caution you now to remove all distractions from among you when you enter for the vigils. I shall not repeat and repeat again my message about the hats, my child. It is sheer folly for those who seek to change my words. Now Our Lady is pointing up to the sky and forming just a little bit above the trees. The sky is opening up and I see the whole outline of St. Peter's in Rome. I see above the building a large sickle and hammer forming. It's a very frightening sight. I see raining from the sky. Oh, it looks like I hear voices saying fire and brimstone upon the world. Now, over on the right side of the building, a large sea is forming. Now, over, just directly over Our Lady's statue, Michael is coming down. He's carrying the same balance in his right hand and the long sword in his left. He's pointing over to the sky where the scene, it's like a panoramic scene, I can't explain it, of St. Peter's and the hammer and the sickle hanging over the dome and a great large black sea in the sky above it. Our Lady now is coming over and standing a little above the papal flag and pointing upward, holding her rosary to St. Peter's. My child, I have warned for many earth years, and who has listened to my pleadings for prayers of an atonement? Man has fallen into his own and trap. My child, look, look what they planned for your vicar. Oh my God. Oh no.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
My child, it is a most tragic scene.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
And this, my child, shall be the outcome of the folly of his trusted ones. Pray, pray for your vicar, my child. They plan to shorten his time. Oh. Now the sky is becoming very black and somber. It's most frightening. Our Lady and Saint Michael now are moving across the sky, going over Tralef's side. Our Lady is beautiful in her white gown, and the mantle is white, goes completely across her forehead. There's a band of beautiful golden trim about Our Lady's mantle. It's a beautiful gold. It looks like spun gold. I can't explain it. With the light that's coming out of all about Our Lady, she's like all lit up, so beautiful. Now Our Lady is pointing over to the center of the sky, and I see a group of men within a house, I guess you would call it, but it's kind of bare looking. It's one large room, and they're sitting now about a table. I do recognize them. I know that they're the apostles. I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But there are two other people there too. There are 14 people in the room, and they're all talking, and they're standing up now and walking toward the center of the room. There seems to be a brilliant light forming all about the room, and now coming from through the ceiling. I can't explain it. There are like tongues of like fire. It's not like the burning that you see from flames like we have here on earth. I can't explain it. They're orange flames. And they're very long because the flame I can't explain it. And it trails like a vaporous look about it. But the flame itself looks like orange and red sort of in color. Now, the men are standing up. The two men that don't seem to be in the group, they're standing off to the left side. And the men are standing up and they're placing their hands together in a prayerful position, you know, hands together. And these flames, they're tremendous. I can't explain it. These flames are settling just above their heads. It's very strange. Oh, and all about them now, there's a tremendous white glow. And I hear now they're speaking, but each one is saying something different. And they're startled. They're startled because one man is holding his hand over his mouth. He's very startled in what he is saying. And they're smiling, though. I can see that they've received some type of knowledge, heavenly knowledge of what's going on. Now they're all returning to the table. And I hear a lot of commotion sort of outside of this large house, like room. I can't explain. It's more like it's one-room house. And they're going outside, and there is a large crowd of people walking down into this square-like part of this town. I can see houses similar to the one they came out of. Now, these people are all gathered about, and they also have very peculiar languages, tongues. Now, one by one, the apostles are coming up and standing there and shouting out something. It's a foreign language. And then the other apostles, too, are joining him. And they're all speaking together, but it sounds so strange because they're all speaking in a different language. But the people in the crowds, the gathering, oh, they're very excited because they are astounded that everyone seems to know what's going on. And yet they can't understand. I can see from their faces they can't understand how these men who aren't in their lands can speak exactly so they can hear and understand. Oh, it's a magnificent thing to happen. They were all able to speak in the language of the peoples there gathered. They must have come from far away, all from different tribes or something. Now it's beginning to get very dark. Our Lady is coming forward from the left side of the sky. My child, the Eternal Father wished that you view this scene for a reason. It has been distorted now in your writings from the world's scholars. They do not understand the meaning of the tongues. Obviously, my child, in the corrupted manner of the world today, they are promoting falsity and what borders, my child, on heresy. When the Eternal Father permitted his apostles to speak in tongues, it was knowledgeable to all of the tongue what they were speaking about. They did not go about babbling idly, my child, as we hear so many doing today upon your earth. They implore the Holy Spirit. But my child, sadly, they are calling down demons. I cannot, in your human understanding, explain or make knowledgeable to you at this time how this can come about. The supernatural cannot be given to you at this time, for it is beyond all human understanding. Much will be made known to you when you come over the veil. There is loosed upon your world all of the agents of hell now. 666, the man of perdition is upon earth. You must all now guard your children and your homes well to prevent their infiltration by the evil forces. I have come to you as a mediatrix between God and man to guide you in the days ahead, my children. Do not discard your sacramentals. Gather all of the graces you are able to in the limited time given you. These graces shall be stored in heaven. They will be merits for your entrance into the kingdom of the Eternal Father. My children, know now that the battle rages upon earth. It is a war of the spirits between good and evil. The final battle shall bring about the complete separation of the sheep from the goats. By trial shall all that is rotten fall, and the just will become justified. My children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, nation for nation, city by city, town by town. My beads of prayer must be fingered, and I ask of you all to not just render unto your God lip service and words of the tongue, but open up your heart to him. The Eternal Father cries for your penance now, or you shall receive the ball of redemption. The Eternal Father looks into the heart of mankind. Nothing is hidden to him. My children, you must all now make your home a fortress against the battle of evil that rages outside your door. Your children must be given a basic and firm foundation in knowledge of their faith. Do not expect them to receive this from others. You, as parents, hold the major responsibility now for the teaching and rearing of your children by a godly manner. Your schools, your medias of entertainment, all have succumbed to Satan and are under his control. Your government and governments of all nations of the world, many have given themselves to Satan and are under the control of Satan. And one nation will one day bring upon destruction to mankind as Satan poisons the minds of man. And one individual in darkness of spirit and insanity of sin shall set mankind into a major war that shall bring about the destruction and annihilation of nations, and shall burn and set fires upon earth that shall consume the skin from the bodies of mankind. And skin will dry up and blow off of the bones as if it had never been. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth that do not restore my son's house to its former glory. that do not restore the knowledge of faith to the hearts of men. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Our Lady now is placing her hands over her eyes. She is very sad. She's crying. My child, my mother's heart is torn. I look upon your world, and we find that those who are good are becoming lax. Those who are bad are becoming worse. And a few now hold the flag for many. There will be many martyrs coming out of the coming tribulation, my children. Saints of the latter days. The road to the eternal kingdom is a narrow road. It is not an easy road to travel. But my children, persevere, and you shall remain on the way. Share your graces with your neighbors. Be not fast to condemn or judge, but pray for your neighbors. Do not in pride set yourself on them, but search in the darkness for those who shall otherwise be lost to the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven. For those who have received much in graces, much is expected of them. Go forward, my children, and rescue your brothers and your sisters for heaven. The sheep are scattered. The shepherds have fallen asleep. Won't you help gather the sheep, my children? Our Lady now is moving back. She's not walking. It seems that she's carried back high on the wind. They don't move. Jesus and Our Lady always seem to just float across the sky. They don't walk like we do. Our Lady now is standing just directly above the tree on the left side and placing her hands together in prayer. Her rosary now is draped across her fingers and she's bowing her head in prayer. Michael is coming across the center of the sky, and he's standing there with the balance in his left hand, and he's pointing with his spear over to the right side of the sky again. And I see St. Peter's, the large dome, and I can see the square, and I can see the buildings over on, it seems, on the right side there. And I think that's where Michael said the residence of the Holy Father. Mankind has given itself into all manner of sin and abomination. Mankind shall be cleansed by trial. All that is rotten shall fall. Many shall carry a heavy cross in the days ahead, but carry it with perseverance and dignity and purpose. For no man shall be above his master. As he went the way of his cross, so will you, as children of God, go his way. Amen. I say to you, the day is not far that man shall see a shaking of the earth and tribulation set upon the world such as has never been seen in the past and shall never be set upon mankind again. Prepare your household for the deluge. Now Michael is going back high into the sky, and it's growing very, very bright about Our Lady. It looks very beautiful. Our Lady now is taking her rosary out, and she's holding the beautiful golden crucifix in front of her and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is going now above the statue, and she's bending down and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Michael is following Our Lady. They're going way over on the right side. They're just floating across. The sky is all aglow with light. It's beautiful. Oh, it's like clear-cut crystal light. I can't explain it. Just beautiful. Now Our Lady is bending over with her golden cross and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as my Son blesses you through the eternal Father and the Spirit of Light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.
You say what?
It's becoming very pink in color all about the trees. Oh, it's a beautiful soft pink. Now directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's like looking through a glass sheath. It's very difficult to explain, but there's a tremendous light just beyond, high up in the sky. It's opening up a circular in formation. And coming directly from the center of the light, I can see Jesus. He's floating forward. He doesn't walk. He does what Our Lady does. They just float. They're carried on the air. Now Jesus is coming forward. He's wearing a deep burgundy colored cape about his shoulders. His hair is down quite long upon his shoulders. And now Jesus is coming forward. He's placing his hand in front of him like this with his fingers extended up, the three fingers up like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is placing his hand now over his heart and touching his lips with his first finger. My child and my children, I must caution you not to bring dissension among the ranks of workers. Nothing constructive can come forth from vanity, pride, or avarice. My children, you are united as children of God in the light. My mother has called you well, light bearers. My children, you are approaching the day of the Lord. There will be set upon mankind a time of great tribulation. Time for your world is running out. My mother has gone throughout your world, shedding tears of pity upon mankind, begging the Eternal Father for additional time for your repatriation. How many have listened to her counsel and acted upon it? How many have found the warmness of heart and charity of heart to pray for the priesthood upon earth? My children, I assure you in certainty that there are many who wear the cloth of the clergy that are descending fast into hell and purgatory. Surely, in your charity of heart, you can do penance for them while they are upon earth. The Eternal Father has set the rules for mankind for the redemption of each and every soul. My children, no man must set himself to question the direction of my mother. No man can understand in his human nature the plan of the Eternal Father and how he accepts measure for measure extra penance and atonement for mankind. There is truly a balance now kept in this struggle against the evil forces from hell now loosed in fury upon mankind. Your vicar, Pope Paul VI, is a martyr for the sins of man. Your vicar, Pope Paul VI, his life now, the time is running out. You must all now keep a concerted effort of prayer going throughout your world for the papacy in Rome. The Red Forces are on the march. They seek control of the throne of Peter. My children, the man of perdition is among you. Recognize the faces of evil about you. Recognize the forces that now ensnare the world, heading it for its own destruction. While man cries peace, he goes farther from peace. Peace, love, and brotherhood? Words I say unto you, lip service from mankind, that is all. What comes from the heart is darkness and evil. Even in the hearts of men, in the highest places in my church, they conspire with enemies of their God. The faith is weak. When I return, can I be assured that there will be even a flicker of faith left upon earth? The numbers saved shall be counted in the few. My children, man can be wise but stupid, not seeing what is happening before his very eyes, because he is blinded by sin. Sin has become a way of life in your country and all of the nations of earth. I say unto you, many hearts shall grieve, but too late will they seek to do penance. Too late will they seek to right the wrong. As you sow, you shall reap. And as you are sowing now, you shall reap the fury of an angry God. Little children, victims of their elders, defilement among children by adults, woe to to the man who scandalizes the young. Better that he had died in his mother's womb. Suffer all little children to come to me. The kingdom of heaven, the children should symbolize the spirit of innocence and purity and faith. But we see the most vilest of acts being committed against the purity of children. And I say unto you, better that a man receives a millstone about his head and is cast into the sea than to defile the young. Reams of pornography, abuses to children, ages almost from the cradle. I say unto you, you have called down upon yourselves a just punishment from your God. Parents, exercise discipline in your homes, or your children shall be victimized outside their doors. Because of the laxity in the highest places of lawmakers in your country and countries throughout the world, sin has become a way of life. Murders and all manner of foul deeds are being committed. Discipline in government. The words are emblazoned, in God we trust. But who is the God they trust? Man has become their God. All manner of foul pursuits enter upon the lives of mankind, giving themselves over to trust in astrology and fortune-telling, paganism, with the demons now loosed from hell, I say unto you, you will walk softly, and you walk now where angels fear to tread. Do not enter into the realm of the supernatural. There are forces about you unseen to the human eye, but they are from hell. You must guard your lives, your spiritual lives, with all the armor given from heaven, receiving all the graces for yourselves and your children. I assure you, when you come over the veil, and many of you shall not pass beyond 2 years, and you will come over the veil. Are you ready? Have you prepared for your entrance over the veil? You carry nothing but prayers, love, and graces with you. You will be stripped of all worldly possessions and power. The true state of your soul shall stand for judgment. You have been given a great grace from heaven to hear the counsel of my mother, and you will, in your free will, accept it or reject it. And woe to the man who will close his heart and his ears to this counsel. My mother shall remain with you in the days ahead. We are always among you. You will say, when in despair, my Jesus, my confidence. Many prayers have been given to mankind. They are not just lip service, but must come from the heart. The power of prayer is great. You must pray for your priests. They do not have a special passport into heaven. They must also fight their way through the world to get there. And they need your help as well. Give, and it shall be given to you. Extend your charity of heart, and you shall receive twofold. My children, you will continue in the days ahead, sending the message from heaven throughout the world. I caution you to recognize the faces of evil about you that often infiltrate to do the work of Satan. Therefore, you must also pray that these forces do not enter upon your mission. Yes, my child, Demon 5 is a great agent of hell. He will use persons, places, and things to torment you. Yes, my child, his power is great, for there is only one greater than he now, 6. And you will have the whole conspiracy of evil, 666 then. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children and my child. Do not absorb the trifles while there is much work ahead to be accomplished. Keep a steady pace without friction and aggravation. Retain charity in your heart for all. Go as true bearers of the light in the dark world you live in now. Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. I bless you now with the blessings from heaven that will come down upon you as numerous as the petals of the roses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Ready?
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 28, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.